You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68th Hot Yellow Woods with Edo Sarkatra. At spring, we are singing the world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your
Welcome
host,
Welcome to another Mark edition White. Of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, and we are talking food. I do enjoy talking about the subject of food because I eat quite a bit. And one of the pages that I found was the Cheesecake Lady. Who does not like cheesecake? I love cheesecake. It is one of my favorites. My brother, Eric, he would make a cheesecake years ago, just as a little kid. And I was always impressed with him and his effort to make a good cheesecake. And here we have the Cheesecake Lady, Deb Schultes, with us today. And she is a friend of Home Sweet Home with Sharon Archer. That is a page, Home Sweet Home with Sharon. She's going to be at the Northeast Missouri Pickers Market on October 1st and 2nd, and then over in Lincoln, the Logan County Fall Pickers Market on October 8th and 9th, feeding the Waltons and also the Little House on the Prairie cast. I'd like to welcome right now Deb Schultes to the program. Welcome, Cheesecake Lady.
Well, thank you very much.
I told you yesterday when I found that you had liked a post that I had shared through the Mark White Show that I wanted to bring you on because I think it's always interesting to talk to someone who loves to cook and then get their background about how that came to be. So as a young girl, where did you get your love of cooking? Where did this passion come from?
Well, of course, my mom was always cooking from scratch. We lived in a little tiny town. Actually, the town we lived in was 95 people, and they changed the population sign in front of it from 90 to 95 when we moved in town. So there were no restaurants or anything like that. Everything was made from scratch. So she cooked and baked a lot, but she never made cheesecakes, interestingly. So that was actually my husband wanted a cheesecake one year. And I found a recipe for a creme brulee cheesecake that looks just divine. And so I started baking that, and it came off from there. So
now, how did the first one turn out? I'm guessing that it was pretty good. It may have not been your best, but to have some success, that meant that you would keep going, right?
Yes, it was. It was absolutely perfect. So there was no problem with it whatsoever.
And, wonderful.
It tasted great, and everybody loved it. And,
oh, wow.
So, yeah.
It was a hit, and they just said, keep going, Deb, keep going. We need more.
I started making them just around the holidays. And then for special events, I used to work up at the church that's down the street from my house, and a lady down there, I brought a creme brulee cheesecake for a funeral that was there, and a lady there loved it so much, she was like, hey, do you sell those? And my husband and I had just been talking about, you know, maybe we should try selling them, and so that was kind of the clincher when she asked. And so I started selling just that one, and just around the holidays to his work and friends of ours and things like that. And pretty soon everybody started wanting them year round. So I actually started the page a couple years ago, simply because I figured everybody was getting sick and tired of seeing me post cheesecake on my regular Facebook.
I understand. I get it completely.
Yeah. But interesting background on me. When I was 18, 19 years old, I lived in an older house, 1950s, and it had an old stove that was built into the cabinetry and held together with a screwdriver. And even a box cake would turn out with the edges burnt and the center was just goo, basically. And so for the longest time, I didn't think I could bake. So, and here I am.
Wow. Wow. The fact that the oven was no count led you to believe that you might not be a very good cook.
Right.
That is incredible. And that's a great message for people listening right now to think about maybe the elements that they're dealing with. Maybe part of the problem. I know when I made tortillas, I used to have a tortilla factory, Deb, and when I made tortillas and it was humid one particular day, or it might be less humid one particular day, I would have to add more water or less water depending on the environment. And so someone could actually not take into account certain elements, like for example, altitude. Altitude can play a part, and the herbs or the seasonings might not be good. They may be old. You could have some old seasonings in your cabinet and use them, and they may not be very tasty, and that could have a part. So I want people to think about maybe in life in general, maybe what they're trying to do may not be coming out the way that they think it should, because of something in the environment, not necessarily them, but something that is happening to whatever they're doing that's causing a negative reaction. That's a pretty good lesson you just taught us, Deb.
Good.
I like that.
Something else.
Yes. You got to keep trying and try different ways. So you found a different oven and it solved the problem. And then at 18, 19 years old, the bulb went off and said, I can cook. And here you are today cooking in a pretty big way, because not a lot of people take that step from just cooking at home to cooking for other people in the way that you're doing it.
Yeah, it has really taken off, like in a very dramatic way. So I've got multiple weddings coming up, and you know, even last year around Christmas time, I had 90 cheesecakes that one week, and I didn't have even half the number of followers I have this week, so, or this year. So we're looking forward to seeing what the holidays bring as well.
And I'll tell you, Deb, when I saw the cheesecake lady, I almost thought it was my friend Karen George, who makes cheesecakes, and she had been doing it for her daughter and son-in-law so that they could adopt a child. And so she was doing a fundraiser with her cheesecakes and selling them and letting all the proceeds go to that. And when I saw the cheesecake lady, I thought, well, has Karen started a page? And then I clicked it and found you. And I thought, well, I'm going to let Deb come on the show and talk to us about being the cheesecake lady.
Well, there are actually a lot of cheesecake ladies out there. I found that out when I was applying for my business name.
Yes.
There's actually the one who has that particular business name is in Chicago and makes little mini cheesecakes. But I am technically the cheesecake lady of Alton. So
it might be a little bit cheesy, but you could be the cheesecake guru.
There you go.
There's so many things you could do with that. There's a lot of material there for someone who would like to make some jokes about cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, but they're all cheesy. So.
I like it.
I said my sense of humor for sure.
Perfect. So. And I'm guessing that you probably do the different toppings for people. Is that one of the things that you offer?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many different flavors and so many different toppings. I printed out pictures of, you know, all my different cheesecakes. At least the ones that I had posted on Facebook, because I wanted to put them in a recipe thing and make sure that I have all of them exactly the same and whatnot. I printed out 83 pictures of different cheesecakes. That is not including creme brulee, turtle, strawberry tot, cherry tot, standard ones like that that I wouldn't need to add anything to. And I've created more flavors since then. So I have at least 100 different flavors of cheesecakes that I offer. Plus, I do custom cheesecakes. So, like, I've got an order coming up for this weekend where the gentleman wanted something specific. And so I'm creating that for him. So there's anything and everything, any possible flavor that anybody could want, I can make. So,
good night. And I was always impressed with Baskin Robbins and their 31 flavors. To think, as a kid, I looked at 31 flavors and thought, wow, I just hadn't met you yet, Deb.
there is a lot of different things you can do with cheesecake.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Deb Schultes, and we are talking about the cheesecake lady and what she's doing in the cheesecake industry as she makes cheesecakes for people. It started very simply with a good recipe and a few people who really enjoyed it, and it has taken off from there. I wanted to talk to her today to share about this because it might be an encouragement to you, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Deb. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-through, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I hope that today's show is maybe giving you some inspiration, some encouragement when it comes to cooking. Have you tried? Do you think you're not a good cook? Is there someone who has said you're not a good cook? Maybe try again. Maybe look at some of the things that you were trying before and give it another shot. Don't quit. I love cooking. I have made a lot of mistakes when I cook. It is part of the learning process, and you are still going to make mistakes when you think you are pretty good. My great-grandmother was an amazing cook. My grandmother was an amazing cook, and they gave me the opportunity as a young child to stand in the kitchen with them and watch. And I watched and I learned. And as I mentioned, I still make mistakes when I cook. There are still things that I don't get exactly right, and it can be frustrating. But with anything you do, with anything you want to try to do, you're going to be challenged and you're going to make mistakes. I just don't want you to give up because of those mistakes, because you can improve and you can get better. Right now I have on the line with me Deb Schultes, and she is the cheesecake lady out of Illinois. Is that correct, Deb?
Yes, Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Deb.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you today, and you were sharing about all the different flavors that you offer. You were talking about a specific customer who has placed an order, and I saw some pictures, and I believe one of them was the turtle cheesecake, and it looked amazing with the toppings on it. I barely recognized the cheesecake.
Yeah, that one has caramel drizzles, chocolate drizzles, and then loads and loads of pecans. And, not only the regular chips, but also little tiny chips. So you've got pecan in every single bite. And that is actually one of my top sellers of all time. So
I like on mine, it's started out with cherries. So the traditional, it had cherries on it. And then that's what my brother would do, was the cherry cheesecake. And then I like strawberries and I like blueberries. And so I'm pretty simple guy. I like the cheesecake and I like some fruits, and whatever particular day I might feel like, I like that. And so I'm one of those people that would be very simple, but I love what you're doing to take off into other things that people would enjoy, because people love different things. And if we kept ourselves down to one or two, we might not be able to satisfy the customer base that you have, because they definitely have a broad palate for sure.
Oh, definitely. I'm like you. My personal favorite is plain, but actually the creme brulee that I was telling you about earlier is my all-time favorite cheesecake, just because it tastes like a regular New York cheesecake. However, that burnt sugar topping just really enhances the vanilla in a way that nothing else can do. And so it's a traditional cheesecake with the pow. So yes. That is my absolute all-time favorite. And a lot of people love the Snickers piled high with caramel and nuts. And, you know, I've got some very, very extravagant cheesecakes out there. For some people, simplicity is best. And if you have not tried, if you like a plain cheesecake and have not tried a creme brulee with a burnt sugar topping, then I would definitely urge you to do so, because it is a game changer. So
you have me thinking, so when you're making this creme brulee version, is it in smaller cups like we would have seen, or is it in the larger portion and then you take the burner and go over the top?
It is a regular size cheesecake. Most of my cheesecakes are 10 inches, so they're a good size cheesecake. And then you just put the burnt sugar over top of it, or the sugar over top of it, and I use a torch to get it nice and crisp. And that's all you do with that one.
Perfect. Did they get to watch? Because that's always impressive if you do it in front of the people.
It definitely is, but you would not want to be in my kitchen while I'm decorating.
That's part of the fun, though, is the creation, to see how things are made. I love it. I love watching things be made, having a tortilla factory and doing what I've done in the past. I had a restaurant, and I love from the beginning concept to the end result. And so if I have a chance, say I went to Athens, Tennessee. We went to Athens, Tennessee during the summer, and we went to the Mayfield Dairy Farms, and we were able to take a tour of Mayfield Dairies. So I saw, as the milk's coming into the jugs, I saw them making ice cream and all the different products that they made. And that was so interesting to me. It's like when I was a kid and watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and he would take us to the factories. And I think that did play a part in my life, was watching those programs and then always wanting to see how it's made.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been to, we've got one down here called Marcoutte's Dairy. And I've taken tours like that. They were making cheese and things like that. And it is very interesting to see those processes and how the things that we love are created so strangely.
Yes. There may be somebody listening right now who has thought about vacations and things to do, and maybe that's not something that they have on their list, but going to a food facility and taking a tour when they're available is really something special. And I think that you can appreciate what you see on the grocery store shelves once you go through and see that beginning process to the end, and you realize, okay, these are all the steps that it takes to make this product. Just like your cheesecake. Mm-hmm. If people knew the effort it took, how to perfect this, and they knew step by step the process, they're going to have a greater appreciation than if they just see a picture that's very beautiful and the end result. Because just like in the Mark White Show or anything else, I've been doing this for 5 years, and people now that are coming on board see the result of 5 years of work. They don't see the very beginning of the Mark White Show and what it took, the process to get here. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do. And
it looks wonderful.
Well, good, good. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, we're talking about the process and you going through the beginning to the end of the cheesecake process and having people appreciate the work that goes into it when they purchase a cheesecake.
Oh, yes. And there is a lot of different things that go into it. One thing a lot of people don't realize is you cannot have a full cheesecake same day. A lot of people want to order a cheesecake for, you know, a few hours from now and have it the specific flavor that they want. Well, it's got to bake for several hours and then it's got to sit there and set up. Otherwise, it'll just be goo. And so it's got to sit up for 6 hours before you can even take it out of the pan. And so that's something that's very unique about cheesecakes. And then the decorating process, a lot of times, you know, it looks rough before it looks beautiful, but you just keep working with it. And, you know, the more time and energy you put into something, then the better it is. So,
yes. And when I think about cheesecake and I'm cutting into a cheesecake, it doesn't cut like a pie, like you would see a very smooth. It's more of a rigid and very lumpy to me, very lumpy look to it. When you go into it, it's not runny. It's not gooey. The texture is mm-hmm. very unique to anything that a person has had before. And you know, okay, this is a great cheesecake, depending on how it comes off that fork when you cut into it.
That is very, very true. It depends on the style of cheesecake that you're making as well. You know, the no-bake cheesecakes that are just refrigerator are going to be more of a pie consistency.
Yes.
They're going to be loose and, you know, set up, but not that thick, rich, dense cheesecake that we love. So.
Thank you. Rich and dense. Thank you. That's exactly. I'm thinking of the texture and I was thinking rigid. I can see you know what I'm talking about. I can see the little, the little clumps. It's not, it doesn't come out like you're cutting a chocolate pie and have a smooth line.
Right. You can see the texture in it. So
yes.
And that's the baked ones, the baked New York style. That's really thick and whatnot. That's, mostly what I do, unless there's a few specific styles of cheesecake. One, if you've got, there's one that I made that had strawberries inside of it. So you cut it and you cut into the half of the strawberry. Well, you can't bake the strawberry in there and have it do that. So that has to be refrigerated, or the cheesecake shooters. I call them cheesecake shots, but little glasses of cheesecake can't be baked in the plastic. So
got it.
There are places for the no-bake cheesecake, but my personal preference is a nice thick baked one. So
same here.
That's what works. Mm-hmm.
And Deb, I want to give you a chance to share with listeners right now how to connect with you. Maybe they want a cheesecake from you. I don't know how you're going to be able to do this because we have some people very, very far away. It might be possible if you can put some of those ice packs around it, whatever people do, the dry ice or however. You may be shipping cheesecakes to Alabama. I can't tell you where you're going to be going to, but at least give people information so you can answer those questions if they would like to see more about your business, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we are working on, trying to offer shipping right now. It's a cost factor as far as the shipping cost is the only thing kind of holding me back on that.
But people will pay. Don't think people won't pay if it's really good. I'll tell you, every year for my grandmother, I would purchase her a cake, a fruitcake from Collins Street Bakery in Texas, and they let you know there's shipping involved. And if you order barbecue and you have that shipped, because you can order online like Bob Sykes Barbecue, you can order online and you can have it shipped and you'll be paying for the shipping. But if you really like it, that gets the ball rolling, and people do not mind, especially during the holidays. They will pay, and then that person who gets that cheesecake is so happy and so excited. It's worth every penny for the joy that somebody has brought. I'll just tell you that.
Well, that is always an option. So
excellent.
But yeah, right now I am exclusively on Facebook. I don't have a website or anything as of yet, but you can access the Facebook page at the Cheesecake Lady 2017. And then you'll find me, and you've got my little picture up there with my black and white chalkboard looking Cheesecake Lady on top. And they can also call or text at 618-401-0310. And I'm happy to answer any questions over the phone or over text as well.
Well, Deb, this has been a real cakewalk, and I hope we haven't been too cheesy, but I really appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me here on the Mark White Show today.
Well, we love being cheesy around here, so thank you for inviting me, Mark.
You're welcome. Deb Schultes, the Cheesecake Lady, we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today. Folks, we're recognizing difference makers, those who are cooking, those who are doing things in their community, and I love it. I love it, and I hope you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to recognize difference makers in our communities around the country and the world. Celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew, Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday, catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
You can sing a
rainbow,
sing green.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
can sing a rainbow.
Welcome to another episode of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm glad that you can be with us as we share about Shoals CASA in Sheffield, Alabama, helping children in the Shoals. I have with me right now Heather Begley. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Heather.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
You've been on the Mark White Show a couple of times now as we've talked about Shoals CASA and the work that you do. Just as a refresher for those who are new to the Mark White Show, share about Shoals CASA and what your work is.
Absolutely. Thank you for this opportunity. So Shoals CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. We provide advocacy services for children involved in the child welfare and court systems, primarily working with children who are in foster care that have experienced abuse or neglect.
And it takes money to do your work. You are the director of this nonprofit, and I know that you're navigating this well. You're working hard, as we talked about before we started this show. You have a couple of events that are coming up that can support Shoals CASA in a very big way.
Oh, yes. We have two really amazing events coming up that we're super excited about. The first event is this weekend, this Saturday. It is our second annual Shoals CASA Music Fest. This event is a really great opportunity for the public to come out, learn more about Shoals CASA, for us to just bring awareness to the importance of and also the need for child advocacy in this area. This Saturday's event will be located at the Muscle Shoals Amphitheater, directly behind City Hall, right off Avalon Avenue in Muscle Shoals. This year is different from last year. Last year, we just had the music concert part of the event. This year, we are also offering vendors. So we'll have vendors from 10 to 6, and then from 6 to 9, we'll have a concert.
Quench, Ramona J's, Hangry Hut, Reese's Treats, and Uncle G's Cookies. How did you get them on board?
So we have just the best community, I believe, and is basically just reaching out to these individuals who own the food trucks and say, hey, would you like to come? Several of these food trucks actually saw the advertisement that we have on Facebook and reached out and said, hey, we'd love to be a part of this event. We like what CASA stands for and what you guys do, and we'd love to be able to come and participate in this event. Now, we also have other vendors that will be there that day. We have people from individuals who sell Tupperware, to arts and craft, to cloth vendors, to all kinds of really great and unique items that we'll have available. I would like to also point out that if in the event of rain, we are also going to be able to move the event kind of like right across the street to Muscle Shoals High School. So we have access to their auditorium that we'll use to continue having the concert and to try to move the vendors in so that that's still an option available to the public this weekend.
So a contingency plan ready to go if you want to come out to the event on Saturday, September the 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., American Idol contestant Cadence Baker is the headliner.
Yes. So we have Cadence Baker. We have a really amazing up-and-coming new guy that's come up. His name's Tommy Shields. He is from the Gadsden area, so we're super excited to have him. And then we're going to also have Gary Nichols. So we have some of the local favorites as well as some up-and-coming people from the community that we're excited to bring to the Shoals area for our music opportunity that we have for this fest.
And for those who don't know, Gary Nichols is a world-renowned songwriter from the Shoals area.
Yes, he is fantastic. And he's also helped us back in April with our Child Abuse Awareness March. He performed there, and so he's been a really good supporter of Shoals CASA.
That is excellent. How did you make the connection with Gary Nichols to let him know about Shoals CASA and get him to believe in this effort?
Well, actually, we have a really wonderful board member, David Moore, who is also a city councilman for Muscle Shoals. Longtime friend. He and my husband have played music together, been in bands together. And so through him and his connections, we were able to make that connection with Gary as well as Cadence.
That is wonderful. And I'm talking to listeners right now. When I think about somebody like Gary and Cadence joining up with Shoals CASA to help this effort, you can do that too. It's really important that you decide that you can take steps to help these young people in the Shoals area. And that's what it's going to take. It starts with you and me. And Heather here is the executive director. She needs our help and needs our support. And so if you can be at the event Saturday, September 3rd, the Shoals Casa Second Annual Music Fest, and support this effort with American Idol contestant Cadence Baker, Gary Nichols, Tommy Shields, and also support the vendors Quench, Ramona J's, Hangry Hut, Reese's Treats, Uncle G's Cookies, and you can go to the Facebook page for more details, Shoals Casa, or email HBEGLEY, that's HBEGLEY, at shoalscasa.org. For more information, I'm not going to say vendors or sponsors. For more information. And now let's move on to Jalen and this very special young lady from Rogersville, Alabama, who has been on the Mark White Show since she was just a little girl. And she decided that she wanted to help Shoals Casa.
Yes. So Shoals Casa, I'm just so excited to be able to work with Jalen and her mom, Lara Shelton. We kind of got together last year and along with Alan James with Mama Dirt and came up with this really cool idea to have like an arts and craft fair in Rogersville, Alabama, to raise money for Christmas for foster kids. So last year's goal was $25,000, and I'm proud to say we met that goal by the grace of God. We raised the $25,000, and that looks like what that looks like is we were able to provide Christmas for 200 kids that are in foster care. So that was 200 kids within Colbert and Lauderdale County who were able to have a really good Christmas last year. Our main focus with this event is on youth and those that are aging out of foster care. But we're just honored to be able to not only provide this service to kids at Christmas, but also to bring awareness to Shoals Casa to a different area of the county and to just really make an impact in kids' lives during holidays, because holidays are tough. Holidays are tough for kids in foster care. A lot of them are not with family members. A lot of them have not had really good Christmas experiences. So this event's near and dear to my heart. We've already raised $8,000. So our goal is $50,000 this year. That $50,000 will take care of Christmas for children in need in Lauderdale and Colbert County in foster care system, as well as our CASA kids that we serve. And then the proceeds that are left over will help us take care of CASA kids throughout the year. So we're excited about this year. The goal this year is $50,000, which seems like a lot, but by the grace of God, you know, we raised $8,000 basically within a couple days. Some really good support that we have. So we encourage people to come out. If your organization or if your business would like to participate, we have vendors that day from 2 to 6, as well as we will have a cornhole tournament, a car and tractor show, several events and things for the kids to do throughout the day. So we're just really excited about that event.
Growing up, I had the Sears and JCPenney catalog to look at, and I was allowed to dream. These days, we have social media, and we see what young people get, and these foster kids see what other young people get. And so I would love to be able to tell a young person who doesn't get what they want that it's going to be okay, that it's all right. But to tell that to a kid when they see what others are receiving, it's really hard for a child to be able to move forward without wondering, why can't I have those things?
Right. So last year when we decided to have this event, my main focus, I've always had a heart for teenagers. So my main focus wanted to be on youth in foster care. After speaking with several DHR workers, I learned that a lot of youth in foster care are given gift cards for Christmas. Now, you and I, we appreciate gift cards, you know, but if it's my anniversary, my husband gives me a gift card for our anniversary, it better be to a jewelry store. It better be something nice that I can go and pick out what I want for myself. But when it comes to Christmas, there's nothing like Christmas morning, waking up and having a gift to open, something that's yours that you just to be excited about. So when I heard that a lot of the youth in foster care are just given gift cards, I said, well, that's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do at this event. So I created a document and we handed that out to foster parents and DHR workers that was a wish list. And I said, it had a list of what their needs were and hot ticket items of what they wanted. And I'm proud to say that last year, every kid got what they wanted on that wish list, with the exception of one item that nobody's kids got last year, and that was Nintendo Switches, and that was because they were hard to come by. However, we had kids ask for things that most people wouldn't even dream of. You know, our kids asked for clothes, she like the crazy things, you know, new iPhones and those type things. We had children asking for pots and pans because they're aging out of the system. They asked for comforter sets. They wanted dishes. We have one kid that requested a juicer because he was going into culinary school and he wanted a juicer to be able to eat healthy and be able to cook things. So to be able to go out and get the list that these kids have asked for of things they wanted, that had they probably been born into a home with parents who cared and loved for them, that provided for them, that they would get, to be able to offer that to them was amazing. We worked with Muscle Shoals High School, with Brooks High School, and they went out. Those were two groups that went out last year and did shopping for us because, as you can imagine, $25,000 is a lot of money to spend. So, but last year, we were just honored to be able to bring that to foster kids. And then to hear back the stories from DHR workers, you know, in tears saying, hey, Heather, there was one 16-year-old girl that had never had a Christmas. Never had a good Christmas, never had that experience of waking up Christmas morning and having a present there. So for her to be able to have a surprise Christmas morning, and not only a surprise, but something she specifically asked for that made her feel like a normal teenager, that was good to hear back. That's what this event's about.
Absolutely. And we want people to be a part of the 2022 Rogersville Gives Back Fall Festival, thanks to Kids Helping Kids, CASA, Bama Dirt. It is happening October 22nd, 2 p.m. until dark. Now accepting vendor registration.
Yes, we are now accepting vendors. It is a $50 tax deductible fee that we are requesting. And then people can reach out on our Facebook page, the Rogersville Give Back Facebook page, for the contact information. Or they can email me at Shoals CASA. They can go to shoalscasa.org, find me there, and email me for further information.
This is a talk show, but I don't know what else there is to say. If we haven't gotten the message across that these kids are deserving of special Christmas,
right?
I don't know what else we can say, right, Heather?
Right. I mean, these are kids that a lot of times foster kids are labeled. Oh, that's a foster kid. These kids are the kids you see in the grocery store that you don't know they're foster kids. These are the kids that sit a pew over from you in church. These are the future of our community. And if we can help and save one child, then you have a world that's forever changed because that child will forever be different. So that's our goal, is to bring a little happiness during the holiday season, you know, and just making a difference.
We're all one or two steps away from being foster kids when we're young.
Right.
We just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was one step away. Thankfully, my grandparents took me, and my brother was in foster care.
Right.
Because he was raised by somebody else. So for me, I know how close I was to being in foster mm-hmm. care. I had to have my grandparents take me in and have guardianship short of adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful for the people who took me in to be my caretakers, but I also realize how close I was to being taken care of by somebody that I did not know, somebody who was not related to me.
Right. And if you can imagine being a child of any age, I think back to when I would go and spend the night at a friend's house. You know, that next morning, I was ready to go home. You know, I was like, I spent the night, I was ready to go home. It was time for me to go home and be back in my environment. These children don't have that option. They're taken from whatever environment they're in, and they're placed with strangers. Even though they're loving and caring strangers, they're placed with people in a home that they're not familiar with, people they're not familiar with. Things are different from how, you know, if you've ever spent the night with a friend as a child, people, the food they eat are different, or how they interact with each other is different. So it's a really difficult time in the life of a child. But the great thing is, as a CASA, you get to be the one constant in their life. And so you get to make the difference. You get to be their person that meets with them every month and just mentors them and supports them and encourages them and loves on them. So, you know, being a CASA is important. These events that we have discussed are important. But most of all, we've got to take care of our youth. We've got to take care of these kids and make sure that they're safe so that they can break that cycle of abuse that led them to be in foster care in the first place.
And if one cannot make it to the event on September 3rd, the Shoals CASA Second Annual Music Fest, or the 2022 Rogersville Gives Back Fall Festival, October 22nd, they can also donate now through shoalscasa.org.
Correct. So they can log on to our website, showscasa.org, and go to the donate section and click on there, and that will take them straight to our PayPal account. And they can set up a one-time donation, or they can actually set up through that PayPal account to make a monthly donation.
Excellent. Heather Begley, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the work with Shoals Casa, that $50,000 goal. Let's do it.
Gotta provide.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I appreciate Deb Schultes, the Cheesecake Lady, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, as well as Heather Begley with Shoals Casa. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You've been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Sheffield, Alabama at Shoals Casa. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home.